Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10, verses 32 to 34. I want to take one last look at this statement of Christ here. He has seen the disciples worried and anxious, the crowd fearful and so on. And he's taken the 12 aside and he's gone into detail and explained about his sufferings, his cross, the calm at Jerusalem and so on, and his resurrection. And so in this last look, I want to speak on this subject. Think of Christ. Think of Christ. What do I mean? Well, I've said this is a statement. And it is a statement. Christ has given this statement. This is what's going to happen, he said. He's given an explanation. Is it simply a statement of fact? Is it just history in advance? No, my friend. There's far more here than that. Let me tell you what I mean. First of all, think of Christ. Think of the knowledge of Christ. Look how knowledgeable he is. It's exact, it's precise. He knows who's going to do what. He knows what's going to be done. He knows the order of it. He knows the Jews and the Romans, their part. That's important. Peter will make much of it on the day of Pentecost. Acts 2, verse 23. The Jews, those who have the law, he says. The Romans, those who are lawless, they don't have the law of Moses. And Christ knows this. He knows who's going to hand over from him, whom to whom. He knows who's going to do it. This is how they'll do it, he says. He's got this down to a fine detail. He knows it all. He knows what's going to happen. They're going to flog him. They're going to mock him. They're going to give a false trial. They're going to do this and that. I know exactly what's going on, the knowledge of Christ. And it's all out of his hands. He's not engineering this. Unbeliever, look at this. This is the prophetical scripture. How does Christ know this? How does he know this exact detail? Is it Jew or Roman? Whatever it is involved, he knows it, all of it. Think of Christ. Think of this man. Who is this man who knows this? That's the first thing I want to give you. The second thing, think of Christ. Think not only of the knowledge of Christ, but think of the willingness of Christ. He knew this. He knew he was going to go through it. He knew what he was going to suffer. He felt it. I think that's how it came up in this conversation. I think they picked out the body vibes. I lose sleep through anticipation. Do you? I think of this. Oh, yeah, what will happen? Oh, and sleep goes. Christ is known before he came into the world. The fine detail of what he's going to suffer. The thorns, the nail, everything. The rejection, the denial. Here's Peter making these wonderful bragging boasts, and he knows it. Christ knows that he's going to betray him. Here's Judas. I deny that he knew him, but Judas, he's going to betray him. Oh, the willingness of Christ. He's sorrowful about it. I'm heavy unto death, he said. I'm sorrowful. I'm heavy with it. Psalm 40, my own familiar friend lifted his heel against me, you know. Hebrews 10, Hebrews 5, 8. Hebrews 10, suffering, obedient to the will of God. Hebrews 5, 8, he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. I can't do better than Joseph Swain. How willing was Jesus to die that we fellow sinners might live? The life they could not take away, how ready was Jesus to give? They pierced both his hands and his feet. His hands and his feet he resigned. The pangs of his body were great, but greater the pangs of his mind. That's what I'm talking about. The wrath, that wrath would have kindled a hell of never abating despair in millions of creatures which fell on Jesus and spent itself there. Justice and so on, vengeance and so on, and his death. And in his resurrection, no nearer we venture than this, says Joseph Swain. How willing was Jesus to die? That's my point. How willing was Jesus to die? So the knowledge of Christ, the willingness of Christ. Are you listening, unbeliever? Think of this man. Who is this man who knows this and is so willing? Let me ask this question now. Think of Christ. Let me make this point. the love of Christ. Oh, look at the love of Jesus. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. What do you mean? Think of his love to the Father here. He would endure this cross. He would go through this. He would anticipate this. He would feel this now in advance. Anticipated pain is a terrible thing. And he's feeling it now out of love for his Father. The love of Christ. The love of Christ for his elect. John 10. John 13, 1. Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them to the end. Oh yes, God highly exalted him. But the love of Christ for sinners. Think of this man, my friend. Think of this man. The knowledge, the willingness, the love of Christ. Let Charles Wesley say something to you. I'm going to put it in the personal. All ye that pass by, to Jesus draw nigh. To you is it nothing that Jesus should die? Now let me give you my testimony. My ransom and peace, my surety he is. Come see if there ever was sorrow like his. The Lord in the day of his anger did lay my sins on the Lamb, and he bore them away. He died to atone for sins not his own. The Father hath punished for me his dear Son. I'm telling you this so that you can say it for yourself if you trust the Savior. Love moved him to die. On this I rely. My Savior hath loved me. I cannot tell why. But this I can tell. He loved me so well as to lay down his life to redeem me from hell. With joy I approve the plan of his love. A wonder to all, both below and above. When time is no more, I still shall adore that ocean of love without bottom or shore. But what is the effect on you, my friend? And that's the final thing here. What's the effect on the disciples? Well, we're not told. Very little here. But there's a solemn word coming next, verse 35. Then James and John, and so on. Luke 24, I know that they didn't understand. But later on, after Pentecost, they knew. And read their writings, and they'll tell you what the cross and the resurrection of Christ means. It means everlasting salvation for all who trust the Savior. I've just quoted Wesley's hymn, Joseph Swain's hymn, my own testimony to you, and the testimony of others millions could tell you. Christ saves sinners. Oh, the knowledge of Christ, the willingness of Christ to die, the love of Christ. What effect does it have on you now, my friend?